This wine you just can find in the north of Portugal, north of Spain. The northern part of Portugal is called Minho, the region, and wine region. And it pours all the time. It's a very green area. And in the very old past, the wine producers used to harvest the grapes when they were not yet ready in September. So it was really wine done from green grapes. Another thing, the fizziness that you notice in this wine...
It's very subtle, isn't it?
Sorry?
It's a very subtle fizz.
It is, because it was natural. And it's still natural. In this one, I would say that it's natural. People like to drink this wine young. You can get old, but usually it's young. So people don't want to wait, including the wine producers. They didn't want to wait all the fermentation process. They used to cut the fermentation process in a moment that was still gas within the wine. These days, it's totally different. They consider these two mistakes, the winemakers, you know, to do wine from green grapes, and also the fizziness, not to follow all the fermentation process. So they do everything in the very right way. But because this wine is still very much for the domestic market, and Portuguese like the fizziness in the wine, so in some brands, they introduce carbogas on it. What is different? The bubbles are different, so we really prefer the natural gas. You can find it. It's not too alcoholic, so the grapes don't take as much sun exposure like in other parts of Portugal. It's a hot country. So usually they're not very sugary. The wines are not very alcoholic, around 9%, 8%, 11% of alcohol. It's always like this, very fresh. You can have, when you order the green wine, you always get the white. But you also can have the rosé green wine and the red green wine. Okay, the red green wine is a homemade wine. I don't recommend you to taste that in Lisbon, because we'll be from the cousin, whatever. And sometimes it's a harsh wine to drink. In the north, if you go to Porto, so Porto is just below this region, they know where the good red wine, red-green wine producers are, and you can find good wine there. Anyway, we pair this very much with seafood or fish, or at the end of a good afternoon. It's a very summer wine. At the end of a good afternoon, we don't want something refreshed but not too alcoholic, so we go for a...
Yeah, it's really light, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is indeed.
So that's green wine?
This is green wine.
And you don't see it outside Portugal, do you?
We are now starting exporting wines. Portuguese wines are less well-known in the world because we tend to produce blend wines. And our grapes, we have around 250 native grapes. Most of these blends are done with native grapes. Our native grapes didn't travel as much as the French or the Italian or the German ones. So people never heard about Portuguese grapes. And that's one of the reasons that in the past was tough to export Portuguese wines. Second reason is that we don't have a huge country, so we don't go for the mainstream markets. We don't produce in quantity enough. These days we are changing a bit, and people are now appreciating very much Portuguese wines. We also, in terms of the wine producers, are becoming more marketing oriented, and they are becoming smarter in terms of business as well. So these days you start finding Portuguese wines, not in a supermarket, I would say, but in a good cellar house in your country. And people are getting knowing Portuguese wines, including the green wine.
Yeah, that's lovely, that. Really nice.
Yeah, it's totally true. It's like that.